Hi and welcome to the latest and greatest of the Honest Modern Dating Podcast. If you're someone who has ever had any questions in relationships, heck, if you're someone who's a high-powered person, like a high-functioning person, if you're someone whose life is just in check, everything just seems to work, but what's going on with your love life? Well, this is the podcast for you. In fact, this is the fucking, how do I say this? This is the me for you. So this podcast is aptly titled Self-Worth, Confidence, and Ugly Jealousy. So I would say self-worth, confidence, and ugly jealousy, as much as ugly jealousy is whatever. But regardless of this, I want to talk a little bit about what makes self-confidence because, you know, just like everything, there is a way to create self-confidence, and I've sort of systemized it. And with that, there's also self-worth, because what happens with self-worth? It's you, how you value yourself. And then there's ugly jealousy, which I would argue is, you know, it's like the direct opposite. So make sure to listen to this podcast because we're gonna be talking about some good stuff, but I don't need to tell you that because you're already here, you're already listening to it. So without further ado, let's get fucking into it. So let's talk about self-worth and confidence like it's the same thing, right? Self-worth and confidence is, in my opinion, one of the most important things that you can look after. It's one of the most important things you can look after because what people do is they tend to sort of assume it. It's like when you're a child and you're fucking born with confidence. You know, like, look at a kid. Look at any child. Sure, some are shy. It's because they don't know you yet. But then they know you. They're like, yeah, look at this. Great. I talk about this because I often will mention my my niece. My niece, I think she's currently 3. You know, when she was 2, she'd come up to me and she says, I'm 12. And I'm like, are you sure about that? But she, in her fucking purest little innocent essence, is such a charismatic little being. And what's so beautiful about it is I've seen so many people who are like that once we strip off the fat. So self-worth and confidence is what I would refer to as your core elements. And I talk about this with my clients, but if you've ever seen the movie Shrek, and it's just really funny, you know where Shrek in the movie is like, ogres have layers. Well, it's the same thing here. Is that ogres are like onions. It's like we humans are like onions, you know? We are born with this beautiful self-worth, really powerful, self-confident, and amazing sense of who we are. But then shit gets in the way. You know, we meet someone, they don't necessarily like us, so we think we need to change who we are to make them like us. But what happens is all we're doing is adding layers to who we are. And I'm going to argue now that, honestly, you know, you can get layers, right? You can learn business. You can learn this. You can learn that. You can learn how to defend yourself. But a good majority of the time, what I find is this will get you results in other parts of your life. But when it comes to relationships can be one of the most spiritual endeavors that you go on. It doesn't have to be, but it can be. And it can be because when you meet people and they don't necessarily like you, you're forced to strip the fucking fat. And you strip the fat. You strip the fat. You strip the fat. Strip the fat over and over and over and over and over and over again until you figure out what matters. In fact, one of my favorite podcasts I did was an interview, right, with a good friend of mine. You can look back at it. And one thing she said, she just like, I'm just going to go for a year and treat dating like it's a sport. You know, not going to get into a relationship. I'm just going to meet people. And I asked her, you know, Tresna Lee, if you were wondering to what podcast specifically, look it up. Go on my website, look up the words Tresna Lee. And one thing she spoke about, which was fucking amazing, was I asked her the question, like, hey, if you met the guy you met at the end of the year, which is her current partner, at the start of the year, would you have actually been able to see him? Would you have recognized his value? And the answer is no. She said no. Because what she thought she wanted at the start was not what she really wanted. So I would argue that what most people think they want is the fat. It's the shit that's in the way. It's the stuff, the mental baggage we carry around. So self-worth, self-confidence, all this stuff. Why do we want it? Why do people chase it? Because they think it'll get them somewhere else. If I'm confident enough, maybe I'll express myself. If I value myself more, maybe I'll express myself. But that can be and is, in my opinion, utter bullshit. It's a side effect. It's not the reason why we do the thing. Great, get self-worth. Great, get confidence. But what are we doing it for? It's like, for example, I talk to people who are trying to, like, I go for runs, right? And I've actually inspired some of my family to go for runs. You know, I post my runs on Instagram every day. And some of my family, now they share with me every time they go for a run. And they go, yeah, I'm running. And I go, but what are you running for? What are you doing it for? You know, some people say, what's your why? And I honestly in my opinion, you don't need to really truly know. But what is important is having a recognition that pursuing something is often going to get us somewhere else. And it's that somewhere else that we want. So if you say, for example, that you want to be confident, I want to be more confident, I want to learn how to value myself, I want to learn how to love myself. For what? It's the act of self-love by itself is a pointless thing. But the pursuit of something, purpose, love, relationships, creating something, making something amazing, that will bring you the self-worth. That will bring you the confidence, because you'll be forced to confront yourself over and over and over and over and over and over again. But how does this match with, what's the name of this podcast? The Honest Modern Dating Podcast. What? How does this relate? Well, some people come to me and they go, I want to feel more confident. Some people come to me, they go, I want to feel like I value myself. I want to know my standards. Well, I say, for what? Why? We have to understand what it is we actually truly want and tap into that. You know, what is the base emotion, right? And the key here is, more importantly, when we strip that fat, when we get close to who and what you are at an identity level, when we strip the layers of the ogres have onions. Ogres have onions? Onions. Ogres have layers? Onions have layers. Ogres, I like onions. When we strip the layers, right? The metaphorical emotional layers, and we get to who you are at an identity fucking level. That's the level that you connect with someone. Then you won't need the self-worth. Then you won't need the confidence. It won't be something that you have to do. It'll be something that you are. You won't even, like, that's what people ask me. It's like, how do you know when you love yourself? My answer is always, you know you love yourself when you don't have to answer that question. How do you know when you value yourself? You know that you value yourself when you don't have to, like, ask that, you don't have to answer that question. That, I ask these trick questions on my Instagram all the time, and maybe you will notice them. You know, I ask, it's like, do you love yourself? Out of 10. Out of 10, how much do you find yourself attractive? Like, those kinds of things. And some people say sometimes and not all the time and all that kind of stuff. And I go, oh, I'm so sorry. Little single tear comes out of my eye. But, and here's a big fucking but. There are some people who go, yeah, I am attractive. I want you to look at that question and think it's absurd. I want you to look at my content and think, I know it. Stop telling me that. I have, like, my fucking goal is to coach myself out of a job. And I'm not saying that like I'm some fucking masochist, but I know I've done a good job. Now, obviously, there's going to be a place for people like me in the world, right? But it's like, I have not done my job until you're at a point where you're either working with me, right? You're working with me to help spread the word because you love it. It's amazing. It's this beautiful thing. Or it's like one of these things where it's like, you're like, yeah, I've done it. Because it's really interesting. It is fascinating. Whenever I've met someone who has their love life just in order, it's just normal. Have you ever met someone who just knows who they are and shit just works for them? The key N word, normal. It's just normal for them. So what we want to do is strip the fat, all the confusion, all the disparity, all the whatever, to get to the fucking core of who and what you are. And that is your sense of identity, your sense of who you are, sense of knowing. the part of you that no one else can compete on. If you don't know what that is, look, here's the thing, right? You don't need to know what's unique about you. You don't need to know it. But, you know, because other people will find that out about you. But you can cover it up with so many layers, so much bullshit that it's almost impossible for people to find out. And this is what I find with strong people, because there are two kinds of strong people. Those people that force themselves to be strong. They're like, I gotta be strong. I gotta go to do this. I gotta do this. Sometimes I do rituals, whatever, to be strong. And then those people that are, I've said this before, there are the people who try and prove themselves and those people who that don't. And so the strong people are. They don't need to say it. They don't need to question it. They know it. Someone tries to step on their toes. They say, hey, what are you doing stepping on my toes? Someone comes and brings them love. They give them more love than they got. It can be a beautiful, beautiful thing. But until we get to that level where there is that self-worth and confidence as a side effect of knowing who and what you are, we are not done with our work together. In fact, that's the point of my 8-week program. Fucking get on that shit. Apply for a call. Go loveonmyterms.com. That's not a free coaching call, by the way. That is a way to connect with me and to say, hey, is this what I want? Because sometimes that's great. We do a coaching call, but I want to go deeper. I want to go deeper with you. But then on the other side, we have ugly, ugly, ugly jealousy. So why do we get jealous? Why do we get jealous? Do you know why people get jealous? People get jealous, in my humble, humble opinion, in which I so put on my own pedestal. Because there's my fucking confidence right there. We get jealous when someone has something that we want. Sounds simple. You want to be rich. Your friend is rich. We get jealous. You know? Now, what people do is, right, here's the interesting thing. What people do is they will, how do I say this? How do I put this into words? What people do is they do multiple things. They try and push the other person away, right? So they become pushers. That person makes me feel jealous. I don't want to feel jealous, so I'll push that person away. Does that solve the problem? No, it does not. The second thing is they try and numb their jealousy. This is where everyone goes on the path of meditation. They go on the path of self-discovery. They go on the path of all that kind of stuff. And trust me, I've been on that path. I tried to numb myself to all those things more than fucking anyone that you'll ever meet. You know, I've done it all. I've done it all to tell you, it doesn't make you fucking happy. It stops you from feeling the happiness, but it doesn't make you happy. There might be glimpses, it might be temporary, but what do you want? Do you want temporary happiness or do you want something that is unquestionable? Because when it's unquestionable, it's deep, it's profound, it's your base fucking vibration. Anything else, in my opinion, is not good enough. So then you go and you numb yourself, you do meditation, you go, if I do yoga, and here's how you know it doesn't work. For example, like yoga itself is beautiful. I do like a form of yoga, like most days, right? That's a new thing for me. I don't do it to try and heal myself. I do it because it fucking just feels good and it's the right thing for me to do at this point in time. In the future, it might not, then I'll stop it. Who cares, right? But what happens is we will then, this is what people do. They fucking become junkies, right? You become a junkie in your love life, didn't work. So then you go and you try and do like a ritual or something. And the example here is yoga. So you go do yoga and you say, yoga makes me feel good. Then you stop doing the yoga, and then you say, yoga makes, but I just got to do more yoga, I just haven't done it enough. It's like, maybe I haven't done enough yoga. Have you ever said that thing like, maybe? Like, we've tried to mentally figure it out. It's like, maybe this, maybe that, maybe that. If you're trying to figure it out, fucking talk to an expert. Like, have someone else to speak to, because that will help you figure it out. It's just really fucking simple. It's like, a lot of people try and mentally figure things out, and it's an emotional thing, especially when it comes to their relationships. You know, I talk to people all the time where they're like, how do I get this person to like me? I just want this one person, specifically this person who wants nothing to do with me, to like me, and it's because you're trying to fucking prove things to yourself. Now then, the third step, right? So you've done the first step where you try and push that person away. You've done the second step where you've tried to numb yourself through some ritual, something, meditation, whatever. Do meditation, right? But don't treat meditation like it's going to solve all your problems. Trust me, I did that. Guess what? It doesn't. Now, the third thing what people do is they realize this. Jealousy is a call to expansion. Jealousy is a call to expansion. If you and it's also a call because it's the natural state of your being. The natural state. If you are jealous of someone else because they have love in their life, that shows that it is your standard to have love in your life. The fact that you don't have it, of course you're jealous. Like, why wouldn't you be? That's a thing that you want, but more importantly, that's a thing that you are, and you're denying it. So you are jealous because someone else gets to be what you are meant to be, and they get to do what you are meant to be doing. Of course it doesn't make sense. Of course it's not working. So why push that person away? Why try and numb the pain? Expand. Don't contract. Expand. Right? If someone has some ability you want and you get jealous, oh, that's good of them. They got the money. They got the looks. They got the excitement. They got the whatever. They got the partner. They got the car. They got the whatever. What else is that? The fitness. They got the height. They got the fashion. They got the first class ticket. They got the what else is there? They got the interior design. They got the equipment. They got the team. They got the time. They got the whatever. That's the you fill out the list. You know, and I think Steve Jobs said something, I can fucking paraphrase him here, but he's like, the moment you realize that no one's smarter than you, like, that's my paraphrasing, like, that's a good time, you know? Because, for example, you know, there's the old cliche quote, you know, Beyonce has the same 24 hours that you do. I have the same 24 hours that you do. I have the same, you know, we're all human. We've all been born with the same things. Then you can say, genetics. Ooh, genetics. Genetics, genetics, genetics. Right? Who gives a fuck? Does it help you to worry about the genetics that don't help you? But I'm not pretty enough. I'm not attractive, whatever. It's like, so what? Sort it out. If you're jealous of someone else because they're more attractive than you, then find a way to be more attractive. Don't put them down for being attractive. Don't numb yourself from that pain. Solve the problem. If your leg is broken, fix your leg. It seems simple, right? But it is simple. You don't have to fucking hike the mountain and scream at the top of the mountain going, who am I, to figure yourself out. You just gotta fucking talk to me. I'll show you how it's done. And we'll do it in an 8-week program. But the thing is, right, is that it's just a call to fucking expand. Say you're in a relationship, right? Say you're in a fucking relationship. And you're jealous of your partner. There is someone who's, like, you're in a relationship and you're jealous of your partner talking to other people. And I've seen this, and this is not everyone. This is some people. They have really fucking toxic relationships, right? Now, here's the thing about toxic relationships is that you don't necessarily have to be, how do I say this? The relationship usually isn't toxic. The person usually isn't toxic. It's whatever. Call them toxic because that's what we call causality, where people realize they're being a certain kind of person, you know, when you are free to express yourself. But usually it's toxic because of you. No, not because of you, because it's toxic for you, right? But jealousy, with too much jealousy, can be a toxic thing. And when you're in a relationship where you can't even fucking handle your partner, who, and they're like, they're talking to other people, and you're like, but I get jealous, I just want their attention, all this kind of stuff. Well, here's the thing. It's a call to expansion, right? Get in touch with what helps you expand. Get in touch with what you know you are. Get in touch, right, with your sense of being. Because when you know who you are, you're not going to get jealous. When you know that there is something about you that is irreplaceable, you're not going to get jealous. There's no point. There's no point. It's like, why would you? They're talking to another person. Great. But they might leave me. It's like, so what? If they leave you, there's that old cliche, oh, but they're going to miss out on all this, right? Some people say that to themselves because they're fucking bullshitting themselves. And some people say it to themselves, like, some people know it. And here's the thing, right? What I find is so beautiful when I'm working with people, this is what I fucking love, right? When I'm working with people and I get them to feel who they are, and we have my process. We have my process because once we figure out who someone is at a core level, they often shed the fat instantly, right? Whether it's physical, but it's also emotional, clutter, mental clutter, friends, family, things, people trying online dating. 90% of my clients just ditch online dating straight away because they realize how easy it is. But it's that mental clutter that holds us back. It's the stuff that holds us back from being confident, that self-worth. It's that mental clutter that holds us back from talking to someone. You aren't shy. You just got shit to sort out. You aren't introverted. You just got shit to sort out, you know? So sort that fucking shit out. How do you do it? How do you sort your shit out, right? Get to the core. How do you get to your core? Fucking talk to me because it's so powerful, so simple that I can't do it through a podcast. Because if I did, some people would take it the wrong way and then you'd fucking hurt yourself. It's like I gave you a nuke and you're like, oh, just press this button. Boom! You're dead. Like, you got to... I think it was like, what is his name? Like, there's that rapper. Someone mentioned to me there was this rapper, XX Nacious or something. He said he committed suicide after he discovered himself. Someone asked me my opinion on that. I don't know this guy. I don't know his story. But whenever I've helped someone discover themselves, they aren't doing that. In fact, they've stopped bullshitting themselves. This is my beef with the entrepreneurial world. Is that, or Instagram, YouTube, all that kind of stuff, right? And you've heard people talk about this before, or if not, I fucking hope you have, where you hear people that saying that they're like, Instagram is like a, it's like Instagram makes people sad because you're looking at other people's lives, but it's a curated version, right? I'm fucking Captain Obvious saying this, but it's a curated version of their life. But then we compare ourselves to them. Who would you be, right? Here's the question. Who would you be if you didn't have anyone or anything to compare yourself to? Who would you be if there wasn't anything else to compare yourself to? That there was no someone who was rich, no someone who was famous, no someone who had love, no someone who had a certain job or a body type or whatever. Who would you be? And the answer would always be happy. But you'd start to expand on yourself. Expand that core, not the layers. That's the power right there. When you expand that core sense of who you are, the real fucking pinnacle. And this is what my clients say. They say they feel something. That's the beauty. Sometimes we get to a point, and I love it when we do. Doesn't always happen, but when we do, it's powerful. And when we don't, it's probably unnecessary because they already recognized it, right? But we get to a point where they feel something. An emotion, a vibration, like a sense of who they are. And they cannot describe it. They cannot put it to words. And this is where I then tell them, that's the stuff, right? That's the stuff that is what people write books about. That's the stuff that people create artworks about. That's the stuff that, you know, people paint sculptures, create TV shows about. It's the expression of your fucking core. That's what we create relationships about. Because when it's that pinnacle core element, that pinnacle, that I can't even describe it, your soul, your essence, it's like a point. It's this unshakable point of who you are. When you know that, you don't need to know that, right? You don't need to be able to describe it. But when you know that, everything you do becomes an expression of that, of your core, so to speak. You will course correct. You'll do everything that people say online, all these other dating coaches and stuff, like, say this, do this, love yourself, all that kind of stuff. You'll do it automatically. That's why I think 90% of the stuff out there is absolute bullshit. That's why I'm here. Because if it solved my problem, then I wouldn't be here. And the stuff that I'm sharing with you now solved my problem and it solved everyone else's problems. It's ridiculous. It's to this extent that when you know this core part of you, you become the best. You become like the best book someone can read. The best movie. You know, have you ever watched a movie or read a book? Fucking Harry Potter fans. Like, you motherfuckers, right? You guys read the books, watch the movies. Dress up, cosplay, get tattoos. The movies are done. The books are done. And there's more coming out because you guys are fucking junkies. It's great. But here's the beautiful thing of it. Harry Potter, the movie, the fucking entire franchise, whatever you want to call it, is a representation, a translation of the very core of J.K. Rowling herself. Maybe I said it right, J.K. Rowling, Rowling, whatever. For example, the Dementors, right? The Dementors were a representation of the depression that J.K. Rowling had experienced. It was a translation of who and what she was. So the only reason why no one's noticing you, the only reason why you're feeling fucking jealous, the only reason why you're not being spotted or whatever, or you're too fucking shy, is that you don't know yourself. And when we strip the fat, strip the layers, get to the core, right? Get to the motherfucking core of who you are. It does not matter how you express it, but you will find a way. It will be done through art, through music, through power, through talking, through the relationship. It won't be because you think you need it or it's whatever or it was just fun at the time. It will be because it's an expression of you. It's an expression of you. This is the shit, right? Like, I know a lot of guys who are like players, you know, they're like, sleep with many women a week or whatever, fuck that kind of stuff. And the amount of times that I've seen them settle in a relationship and I've asked them the same thing over and over again, right? They've settled in a relationship with a woman, to be specific, because this modern day that we're in, and I asked them, what was it that made you settle down? They always say the same thing. It felt good. And then I meet the woman, and they just feel good to be around. It's like, it's just unquestionable. But when you question it, you'll push people away. You'll create that jealousy. You'll destroy your self-worth. You'll sacrifice your, like, that confidence. You can be in a relationship, but some of the times it's not even the right relationship because it's your layer connecting to their motherfucking layer. It's bullshit to bullshit. And then there are times where you'll get into a relationship and it'll last, and then you'll get married and be like, ha, Harvey was wrong. I know this, right? Because I'm the guy who fucking mops up the mess afterwards. Because when I speak to you, when I talk to you, especially if you've been married, and then I ask you what went wrong, and everyone always says it's like, something changed. Something changed. We got married. They changed. I changed. We started dating. They changed. Something changed. I changed. Maybe we should never have gotten married because we were better beforehand. No, it's because when you were connecting, it was layer to layer, bullshit to bullshit. And then you got married and that bullshit layer disappeared because it was like, gotta get married, gotta get married. It's like the little thought, gotta get married, gotta get married, gotta get married is what some people do. 90% of the women that got married like fresh out the gates of high school were fucking divorced, right? Like 5 years later, some of them lasted 1 or 2 years. Sure, they're young, right? But the same thing, the people who hold on, gotta get married, then they have these values, right? I am married, you know? And then there are some people who have marriage values so powerful that I fucking love them, right? They value marriage so much that they will sort themselves out. Like, yeah, great, good work. Like, fucking, I love you guys. You do my job for me, right? But then there are the others that, because it's bullshit to bullshit, and then when that layer, that need for that bullshit disappears, you strip fat. No wonder the relationship has changed because it was never core to core. Now, you know how people say there's like love at first sight? That love at first sight feeling or whatever? That's your purest essence connecting with someone else's pure essence. There is no proving here. There is no force here. There is no trying to make something work because it's like a couple of kids connecting. Do you want to play dress-ups? Fucking yeah! Let's do it. And in my opinion, if it's not there, then it's you're not living your potential. And not some bullshit potential where you're like, yeah, I know what it looks like. I want this and I want that and they got to look like this and it's all this kind of stuff. Because why do we want that anyway? To feel something. Usually when you get it, you realize that feeling was not what you wanted. Jim Carrey said, he said, you can be in the wrong, you can fail at a career you don't like. So you might as well fail at something you want to do. And I say the same thing. You can fail at a relationship that you don't even want to be in. So why not fail at something that you want to? So thank you so much for listening to me. If you did enjoy this podcast, make sure to share this with everyone that you know ever in existence, right? If you do want to work with me one-on-one, please, you can apply for a call at loveonmyterms.com, right? This is not a free call. This is not a free coaching call. Fuck that. This is a deep, profound, we're going to discuss where you're at, what's the next steps, if you're a fit for the program. But if you want to do that, you got to show me, you got to prove to me, right? If you want to be part of the program, you got to prove to me that you've at least shown at least 5 people my content, right? I got to know that you're sharing this shit. Because if you're not, you ain't taking it seriously, then I can't take you seriously, hands down. So thank you so much for listening. You've been amazing. Thank you so much. And I hope you have an amazing week. Till we tune in next time for more latest and greatest of the Honest Modern Dating Podcast. Bye-bye.